Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And oh my goodness, am I so excited to introduce you to my guest today. Her and I met in Hawaii of this year, and she is definitely an evolved being of higher consciousness. And this show, I'm always bringing you inspiring guests that are part of this evolutionary train of raising our consciousness and raising our frequency and embodying that energy. So my guest today, Darlene Turner, welcome her to the show. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you, Cornelia. I am so excited to be here with you, and I am so grateful to be part of your show and honored that you invited me as a guest.
Oh my gosh, you know, I want to read your bio to the audience, and then we can talk about it a little bit. Because, well, first of all, you know, when I met you in Hawaii, you and your lovely husband, Michael Turner, and I also was just thinking before we got on the show that I want to invite Michael to the show at some point, too, simply because he is he's an amazing gifted artist as well. And what I do on the radio and YouTube, he also does for the light workers, the path pavers of the ascension on this ascension timeline. And so he helps people step into their passion, and then he records them on video and does video for them. So I'm going to have Michael on the show at some point, too. But when I met the two of you, you just stood out. You know, we were at a dinner, and it was Michael's birthday, and we had a wonderful conversation about healing and about, you know, again, raising our consciousness and what it is that we're doing to shift our frequency here in the world. And so I instantaneously felt a deep, deep resonance with you, and I wanted to bring you on my show. I knew immediately that I wanted to bring you on my show. And later on, I'm gonna share some of the reasons why, because I even hired you as a healer to support me in something that I needed to move beyond. And so I have firsthand experience. But right now, I just want to read your bio, because it really is incredible. And I know that a lot of people struggle with some of these things, especially being raised in a religious background like you were. So I want to let people know that you were raised as a Jehovah's Witness on a farm in Saskatchewan. How do you say that?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, Saskatchewan. Okay.
Yeah.
And at a young age, you had to choose between your family and religion, or what truth your heart was telling you. And so life led Darlene through many rough roads until she decided that enough was enough. And she started to go deep and find out who she really was and how to heal and grow from trauma and hardships to really love herself. And I know a lot of us can relate to that. And through this healing journey, Darlene learned many healing modalities, such as body talk, Reiki, theta healing, and access bars. She is well known for her intuitive deep tissue massage and being able to relieve chronic pain through her gifts and intuition. Her passion for animals led her to completing her education as a registered equine therapist. She enjoys using her tools and skills gained in that course on her animals and humans. Connecting to the quantum field and electromagnetic field that surrounds everything, Darlene is able to make a real difference to any imbalances in the body, mind, and emotional bodies, relieving and bringing balance back to the body. Working with anyone around the world through Zoom or Skype or in person at her location where she is now living. And if you're watching the show live today, you're going to see she's actually outside in the woods. She's in the middle of transition and she just moved to another location, but she's joining us from outside, which is incredible. Darlene now focuses on finding and clearing issues from the origin, whether it's this lifetime, genetic, DNA or parallel lives, and helps end those soul contracts. From this clean slate, she empowers and guides clients to shift their frequency into wholeness and create their DNA, becoming aware of their beliefs and patterns that run in the subconscious and start changing them one by one. Wow. So what a journey, Darlene.
It has been. And continues to be.
Yes, exactly. And living in this higher consciousness, in this higher frequency. And today we're going to talk about some of this. But curiously enough, you know, you were raised a Jehovah's Witness. And so just give us a little story to how you went from there to where you are right now.
Okay. Well, like I was said, I was born into being a Jehovah's Witness, and my mom was a very strict, I don't know, call it Bible thumper, or, you know, like very strict with your studies and the meetings. And so Jehovah's Witnesses is a very dedicated type religion. There's a lot of, you know, hours put in a whole week toward that religion. And she was definitely dedicated. So I had a very structured, strict type of growing up atmosphere. And I really did, between about 9 and about 14, I really give it a strong go, as, you know, like I really put my heart into it and studied. And just there was so many things that didn't resonate for me. And I, you know, questions that they said, well, we're just, you know, some things were not meant to be known, and just were not able to answer some of my deep questions. So it really made me question the whole structure around it. And I came to an age where at 16, I was like, you know what, I'm sitting on the fence. I'm not devoted to this religion. And according to that religion, if you're sitting on the fence and not devoted, you are going to get terminated in Armageddon anyways. So yeah. I said to my mom, you know, what's the sense? And she really, really did not understand anything that where I was coming from. So I ended up basically running away from home and lived with my brother for a little while. And then I met my first husband. And when we moved in together, I was considered disassociated, almost like disfellowship. So at 17 years old, I was disowned by my family, and we moved away from there. And I called it, I created my own little family, because I had a daughter shortly after. And it was 5 years that I was disowned, and I was never baptized. So later on, they changed the rules and decided, oh, we can talk to you and stuff. So I was kind of like, well, great, here I am, and here's your granddaughter. And, you know, because I kind of really understood. I had studied the religion, so I knew that above all was their dedication to God. It didn't matter family-wise or what. It was just, that's their goal. So we restored somewhat of the relationship after that, and they kind of accepted me for who I was. And yeah, so then just from there, it was a relationship between me and Source, God, whatever the label may be, was just not a love and not a hate. It was just wasn't there for me. It was just kind of like blank slate with it. I just was going through my life without any of that support or unsupport, you know, just that neutrality. And, Yeah. And so throughout the relationships that I've had and through life, you know, I went down many roads of either abuse, whether it was physical, whether it was drugs, alcohol, you know, and it came to a point where I was just done and I left. And then I was able to regain some of my inner strength back from that aspect. But then I went into the loop again and I married again. And the second husband was very similar to the situation of alcohol and abuse. And so I was back in the loop again. And then it came to a point again where I was like, this is it. You know, I love myself too much to be putting up with any of this. So that's when I left. And I really did become that soul journey and found who I was at that point and spent quite a few years just in meditation. I call it my Buddha up the mountain time. And really, you know, because when you are in that situation and somebody domineering, you don't really know who you are because you're catering to their needs because you don't want that anger on you. And so that's how I felt. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an incredible story. And a lot of us can identify with, you know, the religious programming where we had to like walk away from things that just don't resonate with us anymore in order to be true to our soul. Because on an evolutionary level, it just didn't resonate with you any longer. And that's really hard when, you know, you have to walk away from family at times, especially when you know, your mother is involved or parents are involved or whatever. So kudos to you for doing that. And I just want to let our listeners know that, you know, if you're in that type of a situation, that it's normal to honor yourself. It's normal to actually walk away and feel torn where, you know, because it just doesn't resonate with people going onto the soul's journey, onto this path. It's just not part of that. And then the journey that you had about, you know, with your husbands and continuously keep choosing yourself as love and honoring who you are and where you were going. And so that, again, took a lot of courage on your part. And that's how your light work really began, didn't it? So well
yes.
done for that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well mm-hmm. done. So now today you're a full-blown light worker, right? You're full-blown servant of the light. And mm-hmm. you're here shifting the consciousness on the planet with your presence and with your being. And you are assisting many other people to do the same. In addition, you are fully into your healing gifts and doing the work that you really came here to do. You embody that. And that was one of the things that I really loved about meeting you is the level of confidence that you hold in your abilities. And so when I was looking for someone to work with, this is what really truly attracted me to contacting you. So we are already just about ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get Darlene's take on heaven on earth and what is her take on that and how do we embody that and where do we go from here? So we're going to take a break with Darlene Turner and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm speaking with my very special guest, Darlene Turner, and we're talking about heaven on earth and how to embody this higher level of consciousness. And Darlene is here sharing her work, sharing her gifts and practical tools on how do we do that. So thank you, Darlene, for being here. And please share with us about this higher level of consciousness, taking ownership.
Well, quite a few of us has been on this journey for quite a while, and we kind of know what it's about. We know we create our own reality, and what we think and what we believe leads to that creation of that reality. So how do we bring it into our everyday life has really been the question, right? And it's like, how do you get off that hamster wheel that all society is catered to? Whether it's, you know, the cost of the big houses and the wheel of the jobs and, you know, and trying to make the bills and, you know, how do you get out of that? Or how do you even find some peace to really connect to your heart? So for me, it's been quite a journey of, I also have had quite a shift in my own life just by surprise. Within 2 weeks, I'm in a full house and circumstances beyond my control. We're packed, gave away everything, and we're moved to Vancouver area. And it's really sitting in that unknown. And it's like, okay, what tools do I have? Because this isn't feeling very comfortable. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through a transition as well. And so I just like to share some tools that I myself have been using. And part of it is really calming our nervous system down. It's like getting out of that feeling of stress and anxiety and where am I going to go and what am I going to do, where our mind only has to go on is what we've previously experienced, so our past. And so our mind is scrambling to something to grab onto and hold onto to help ground in something so I, you know, feel secure, right? And it's really not about that, because our lives are shifting and changing and we're evolving. So this new life that is coming down here for us now, it's something that we haven't experienced before. So it's nothing tangible that we can actually grab onto. So it is really sitting in that unknown and being comfortable with it. So it's calming that nervous system down, taking that time to be quiet and and listen to your heart and really listen for that next step and that next direction as to where that next step is for you to take. And the other part is really dropping into the trust. We really have to own and trust that what we are creating, and we trust in the universe to bring it to us. So we create it. No, we design it, but the universe creates it. So one of the tools I have been using is a meditation where I go into the space of being no thing, no body, no mind. And within that space, our nervous system can calm down. And then from there, I release any emotions that aren't serving me. So worry, fear, survival, any of those, I release them. And then from that space, I recreate how I want to feel. So the feeling that you're bringing back is what creates the new frequency for your body to vibrate or flow with, and that's what attracts this new life and new evolved existence and reality for us. So it's really bringing in that new feeling of whatever it is that a person wants, whether it's just the peace, the trust, the love, the abundance, whatever it is, and really feel, sitting in that and feeling it has been one of my most valuable tools that I've been using every day.
Yeah. And you know, what's so beautiful about what you're talking about is that because where we are today in our evolution, it happens fast. That's the beautiful thing. You can shift your now. You don't have to carry that luggage and that baggage around for, you know, days and days and days and months and years, or it literally, you can shift your frequency, you can shift your vibration, you can shift your reality now. That's what's so beautiful about where we are in our level of consciousness today, is to be able to do that. And that's part of your work. It's part of my work of teaching others how to do that. And that's how we raise the vibration. Right, releasing the lower density, the fear, where am I going to be? Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? That fear of wanting, because it's just the ego, right, that wants to feel secure that it's going to be okay. And I like what you said about the mind wants to hold on to something that's only from the past. And so, and again, it's the only real security that we can have, right, is in the present moment. And the present moment where you, when you say you move into no space, no mind, no being, and you, no thought, and you just move there and you move into that space. And from that space, you create your new reality.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it's powerful. And miracles and magic only happen in this now moment. So that's what is so important about being now, because if we're not, then all we're doing is projecting our old patterns and our old beliefs. And that's what we're going to attract and it's going to come into our lives. So it's most important to be in this now space.
And now, did I hear you say that you are in Vancouver?
I am. Yeah, Langley area.
And you know, yes. How happy that makes me? Because you're closer to me now, because you're a lot closer to me now. So now we're really going to get together. So
absolutely. That's what I was saying to Michael. It's like, yay, we're only a couple hours from Cornelia, so we'll get to visit.
Absolutely. Who knows? This is just so great. So, yeah. And it's a tough journey, you know, but here you are. You've moved from this old programming into this new vibration, and now you help many other people do the same thing. And so is that what you have found your heaven on earth is all about?
Yeah, it's really has shifted a lot. I used to be more on this healing journey, like everybody's broken. And it's like, you know, and I started realizing the more we focus on everything that needs to be fixed, the more things need to be fixed. Exactly. And so once I switched that perspective and started looking at, okay, what do I want to bring in? How positive can I make my life? And being aware of these patterns and these beliefs that are playing in the background to be able to shift those, like you say, in the now moment. It doesn't take much to just shift those beliefs into a new thought and a new way of being. And that's how we are able to change our reality, is to be aware of all these old programs that our parents told us, the religion told us, the society has told us. And it's amazing when you actually unplug from all of that and own the power. It's just like, oh my God, I can do anything, right? You know, like I was in Kauai, it was just like, I was told at 5 years old that I have to wear glasses my whole life. I have astigmatism that is only going to get worse and never get better. And I sat there and was like, I am so changing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because we couldn't hear you for a second, but okay.
So each day I recreate my vision and I go longer periods of time without my glasses to strengthen my eyes. And it's like, this is an old program at 5 years old that I was told. So it's just little things like that, that we can own and know we can change it.
When you're talking about just little things like that, I mean, you know, here's the thing. This kind of thing is people, this is the kind of stuff that we need to talk about all the time. These kinds of little things. And the reason why is because people need archetypes. They need permission slips. They need templates of what it is that we can actually do. What it is that we can actually do when we own our energy. Like what you just said, this is what I do. So my preference or my recommendation to you is tell people more and more and more about what it is that you're doing every day to shift your reality and letting them know what it is that they can do. Because again, people don't think in those terms. It doesn't even come into their consciousness and have those ideas that, okay, I'm going to take my glasses off and now I'm going to improve my vision because I can, because the body has the ability to self-regenerate and move into its rightful place and not live in disease. Because really, when we're really embodying heaven on earth, there is no dis-ease in heaven.
Exactly.
There is no dis-ease. And, you know, again, you know, it's just the lower vibration of consciousness that we've held in our programming, in our mental body, in our emotional body, in our spiritual body, in our physical body. We held that level of density. And nowadays, that's the consciousness that exists living heaven on earth, is that we don't have to die a physical death in order to experience heaven on earth. We have to let the old part of the human self, the one that was in the hamster wheel and running around and tied to the old program, to the old matrix, that's the one that we have to let die away so that we can really embody and live heaven on earth here for the first time ever in the history of this planet. Ever. We're looking at, I don't know how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years have we evolved. And here we are, we're living heaven on earth and we're bringing peace to earth not by focusing on the drama, not by focusing on what we can't do, not by focusing on all like the what needs to be fixed and what needs to be healed, but by actually using our power, using our energy to change our reality, because we can.
Exactly. Yeah. Own it.
Doesn't that feel absolutely magnificent?
Yes. It's exciting. Yes. Yeah. Empowering.
Yeah, it's just so wonderful this has been one of my dreams for a long time, is that I want to be able to sit at the masters at the table with the masters, with a group of people that are absolutely aware of their level of consciousness, that are absolutely aware of their gifts, and that they are here now to do exactly what it is that you're doing, and that is to change their reality, that accept full responsibility for their power and take ownership. And we have a whole new world to create. We have a whole new world to create. We've got lots to do because we know what it is that we don't want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I love is that when our heart is coherent, other people's hearts sync with our hearts. So even though we may be just me and you and, you know, one percentage of the population, we can affect the whole earth. Like it's been amazing. Some of the prayer meditations of joy and health and wealth in certain areas. They've done studies and it's improved their crime rates. It's improved their economics. It's improved like so much. Just a group of 2,000 people meditating. I think it was Washington, actually, what I was reading, and it improved the whole state. So that's how powerful we are.
Yeah. And I mean, just think about how big and huge our energy fields are. And if we have that frequency and if we emit that frequency out, then of course other people can feel that resonance within you and people are drawn to you. More and more people are doing this. And that's how we're changing the world. That's how we're making the world a better place. That's how we're building our new earth, one heart, one soul at a time, that's ready to take on the mantle and take that job. So we're gonna take another quick break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Darlene Turner, and we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm with Darlene Turner, and we are talking about our evolution and our consciousness, one of my favorite subjects. So, Darlene, I want to send everybody to your website. Where do they go?
TLC, so as in Tender Loving Care, healinghands.com. This is my website, and it has all the things that I offer that I can do, and yeah, check it out. Some explanations around things. I'm leaning a lot more into helping people shift beliefs and patterns and loops. But using just a variety of tools, it's catered to each individual, you know, like one thing is not a all for everybody. So that's, you know, I like that aspect. And everything is usually done through intuition, but through muscle testing so that I'm not just deciding what this person needs. It's their innate telling me what would be the best route or the best tool to use.
And so it's TL?
TLC.
TLC.
Healinghands.com.
Okay. And then do you have an email address that people can reach you also?
Yeah, it's similar. It's Darlene, TLC, healinghands@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And I would invite anybody that is interested in a meditation that I am creating. It's to help, as I talked about, with shifting from what you would like to be released of old patterns and beliefs and emotion and in creating into the new. So if anybody was interested in that, please send me an email saying your name and you're interested in that meditation, and I will send you a link to it.
Good, because I definitely want to, I'm interested in it. I want to do it. And then I want to, when you have the link give me the link so that I can then promote it on the show too throughout at other times. I want to keep that going because I know how powerful this work is. And I know how powerful you are because, you know, I'm a healer myself. And so I did a lot of healing on myself. You know, I canceled my appointment with cancer and I did a lot of healing on my own body, on my own physical body. But recently there was a curiosity that I had on some bone loss. And so I hired you to really go make sure that there was no remnants left that I missed on making sure that I moved back into my rightful state. And so I had that healing session done with you. And what's so powerful is we went to the root core of all of it. And I'm glad that I did that because sometimes you just need that helping hand. And even though, you know, a lot of things that I've done on my own, I'm also very picky with the people that I choose. But I hired Darlene and she did just such a magnificent job. We got to the root core of where some of that old consciousness was still tied into negative limiting beliefs. We got that and then shifted the consciousness and shifted the new beliefs. And I absolutely know after that session, it's completely done. And then I also have the clients that I work with and people that I've worked with. I've picked some people that had different things that they needed a healer with. And I had them also contact you because I'm very picky for me. And I'm also very picky for my clients. So it means a lot, but I know that you get to the root and that's really important. So anybody that is dealing with any issues, whether it's negative limiting beliefs or you've got some illness or whatever going on in your body, you want some help, Darlene's very affordable. So I highly recommend that you contact her at her email address and get it cleared out once and for all so that you can create and live your life healthy, wealthy, and in charge of your life. So before we went to the break, Darlene, we were talking about, do you ever give your power away?
Yes, we were. And you want me to share my story?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I was, as a child, I grew up terrified of bears. It was always my bear nightmares that I had. And I lived in Saskatchewan, so there wasn't any bears where I was anyways. Then I moved to the mountains and there's bears everywhere. So I, you know, I just limited my hiking and you know, it was limiting me, period, for fear of the bears. And so the other day I was kind of like, about a couple months ago, I was like, what am I doing? I am more powerful than all this. I'm like an animal communicator. So I started sending my consciousness down the path, connecting with the bear. If there is one there, I would feel the energy and say, you know, I'm just coming through in peace and mean no harm. And so that the bear was aware that I was coming through. And I never ran into it. And we've walked right where there's mama cub signs, caution. And I've never had a problem or anything with the bears again with that. And then I just really trusted my intuition that I would know when it's time to turn around. And I felt really good in owning that power. And really now we hike all over the place and I'm not concerned at all, because everything's consciousness. And if we connect with it, and we can do a lot. And the other day I was walking and I found a bear claw. And this is pretty random to find just a bear claw out in the forest. And so I was pretty excited about the bear message for me within that. And I was told to leave it behind and not take it out of the forest. So I honored that. And then I found a hawk feather. So it was a powerful day of animal communication and animal spirit messages for me that day.
I almost feel like the reason why you were called to be where you are right now is what I'm getting is that you are developing these new codes and, you know, again, transcending some old fears like you did the fear with the bear. But at the same time, you're getting a new direction on what to do, trusting your intuition right away, again, listening and, you know, creating harmony with the bear. And the fear that you placed there yourself, you've now removed it, and you're creating harmony. And at the same time, you're telling this story so we can all hear it, and you're giving a template for other people going, oh, that's how easy it is for me to shift that reality now. So I think part of you being there, having this experience, is really, giving you the opportunity to do this. So it's like, as a multidimensional being, you know, we're doing so many things in so many different dimensions. It's all in this now moment. You know, we're letting go of old paradigms and we're creating new ones simultaneously. And we're, you know, we're here and experiencing this. And then we've got something else going on and we're bringing our body into a physical vibration, a higher physical vibration at the same time. So there's so many things that are happening. But I feel like you were being called to be there right now, to have this, you being an animal communicator anyway, because we want to talk a little bit about your horses. But
I feel like I am that bridge between the animal and the humans, you know, holding that space for that communication so that people have that deeper understanding and that, you know, removing that fear or, you know, trauma maybe from either side, right? You know, and just kind of bridging it into love and respect and having compassion for all. So, yeah that's definitely
and
one of my
guests. That's so beautiful. And, you know, it's like, because again, you constantly have to trust your intuition, and trust is the key word. Trust you, the universe bringing you to where you are right now, trusting in your intuition, trusting in your healing abilities or in your creation abilities, and trusting life, trusting source, trusting where you're going, and trusting every now moment, embodying that energy. That is really what it's about.
It is. And you can't, I can't doubt. I can't have self-doubt, because that makes everything crumble. So I have to absolutely trust my direction and know that in every now moment, it is perfect, and not second guess myself and not think, well, maybe I should, or maybe this or whatever. It's like, this is the now moment and it's perfect.
Do you have a process of what you do with doubt? When doubt comes up, do you have something that you do that you're noticing doubt, and then what do you do?
Well, I usually, a lot of times, I'll do my meditation and just release that doubt and bring in how I want to feel. Sometimes it's a walk. Sometimes it's just a nap and I'm tired. I notice when I'm tired, my mind's a lot busier and I kind of slide back into worry and stuff like that. So a lot of times it's that. There's a little things we can do with just putting labels on our drinking water that we're drinking out of our body, and just putting, you know, peace, harmony, because every drop of that water is going into every cell in our whole body. So what better way to affect our whole body than to program our water and drink it into all our cells, right? You know, like there's so many things that we can do to shift our vibration and frequency. And
yeah, that's absolutely perfect, because our bodies are made of 75-78% water, 80% water. So you are the new program of trust, peace, and love that you want to be in the world. And it's done from the physical body, where before the duality of it, the opposite of it, was stored in your body. And that's part of the release process that's happening. And now the new program that's walking around is love, peace, harmony, honor, respect, unity, passion, you know, compassion, yeah, integrity, all these wonderful virtues that make us feel high and good, and that's in mm-hmm. harmony with our truth. And so, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing is I do with doubt or fear. And that's a lot of times that's our inner child or our insecure part of us. So it's just coming up to be loved. So it's like I consider it little pieces of ourselves. And a lot of people are like, oh, I just released that out. And it's not always about that. A lot of times it's bringing it in to be loved. And it's just little pieces so that we're gathering our energy back in so that we can be bigger and brighter with our energy field.
Absolutely. I call that part recollecting yourself, recollecting all the places that were scattered and that you've left out there that are just sitting out there, recollecting and calling them back in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
I'm so loving this conversation. I hope that you all are enjoying it as much as we are talking about it. So Darlene has got some incredible gifts to share with the people that want to get move beyond their limiting beliefs. And you were talking in the break about some of your session work. Do you want to share that now?
Sure. Well, I would just love to be a part of anyone that I resonate with what I'm talking about to connect to me. Part of what I do is to just give you that support throughout your journey. So I offer 3 sessions for $200. But within that that time period, you're welcome. I would love to, you know, if it's just a matter of 10 minutes or 15 minutes just to connect and reset, or, you know, just chat about what you're going through, because I feel like it's part of my journey to help other people's journey. And I have had so much life experience and my own growth and studies and teachings that I have done, that there's so many tools that, and it's, you know, it can be quick and easy. 10 minutes, I can do a lot in 10 minutes. So what I would like to offer is helping people clear beliefs, like we talked about, patterns. I can do so much because it's like, I don't know, distance surgery. I had somebody that had like a concussion, and I was able to relieve the pressure on her brain. I was able to reset the cortices, and I did all of that in about 15 minutes, and her headaches were gone. She said, "I don't believe it. They're just gone." And so that's how simple and not very time consuming things can be. So that's just a little sample. There's lots and lots that I have that I can offer to help support people and their evolution.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so where do they go again? Give us the email and also give us the website again.
Okay, so it's Darlene, so D-A-R-L-E-N-E, TLC, healinghands@gmail.com or TLChealinghands.com for my website.
Wonderful, yeah. Boy, it's just amazing how time flies, because I wanted to talk about I called you the horse whisperer because, you know, the healing work that you do with the animals and the communication that you do with animals. But maybe there's going to be another time, Darlene, when I can have you come back, when I can mm-hmm. have you come back, we can talk about other things as well. Like your work with the animals. Right now, we just have a few minutes left. So what is it that you want to say to our audience today?
Yeah. Well, the little piece, because you talked about animals, I wanted people to also know that I do distance work on animals. So if you're having an animal that's digestion, body problems, I can totally tap into the animal, tell you this and that, and do distance work on the animal. But I think it's utmost important that we keep ourselves calm. We keep ourselves neutral, not on the roller coaster of the up, things are really, really great, things are really, really bad. You know, like, you know, there's sort of a calm, neutral space to be that doesn't tax our nervous system up and down. And from this calmness, our whole body can rejuvenate and heal at a lot better rate. And cells can rejuvenate, and it's a lot healthier for our digestion and a lot of things. So that's one of the main tools. And don't forget to breathe.
Yeah, that's a good one. Breathing is good. We need that breath of life, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The expansion of the lungs, it really helps the shoulders and everything. So, you know, I know I am have shallow breathing a lot of times. So I invite everybody as well to several times in a day. How are you breathing? Or is it just like little breaths, or are you just like, are you breathing? Right.
Yeah. You know, because the part of the breath has to do with, you know, when we're shallow breathing, we're in fear. That's really where it's at, because we're like, the heart has started racing. We're in fear now. We're worried about something. And when you're shallow breathing, it's like right away a tool would be, where is my consciousness at? What am I worried about? What's going on?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
What's going on? And so that you can right away go, oh, you know, I'm worried about so-and-so, or I'm worried about this, or I have, you know, whatever it is. But then, you know, take those deep breaths and right away breathe that love in, and breathe out that doubt, and really allow yourself to come back into that inner safe zone where all the magic happens, that inner, that inner love, that inner juiciness, and remind yourself that you are grounded, you are well, all is well, and that you are safe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very important. And it's important to know, too, how to have proper boundaries with people and to not always people please, because that's another thing that a lot of times we give our energy away. Just, oh, how are they feeling? Are they okay? Or, you know, am I pushing them or, you know, or whatever, right? You know, it's really bringing that into our hearts. Is this really the right place for me? Is this really the right connection with this person? Is this person serving my higher consciousness, or are they taking my energy and redirecting and distracting me?
That's such a key piece right there. You said it. That's a key piece, you know, am I giving my energy away to a energy vampire? Are they distracting me? Am I giving my power away, taking it back in? So Darlene, it was wonderful having you on the show today. Thank you so much for the good work that you're doing. And I look forward to having you on again. And many blessings to you on your journey, that you find the right magical place that the universe is going to put you next. And may I ask that it be close to me so we can hang out and be friends.
Yay. Yes, please.
And yes, please. And give my love to your husband, and I will see you all soon.
Namaste. Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Love.
See you. Ciao.
You've been
Namaste.
Listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.